So, in full disclosure, in editing together this show, I accidentally dubbed over the first 3 minutes with this stupid never-ending story theme song. And so you're going to miss about 3 minutes of the beginning of the show. I am going to make up with it, though, because you're going to suffer like I did, and you're going to have to listen to every goddamn second of this song. So enjoy. And then there's going to be some stuff about Trump. That's not from this country.
Yes, the only one that's not from this country. She is Muslim. She is the representative from, I think, representative from Minnesota.
I don't know. I know Cortez. That's the only one I know by heart.
Yeah. AOC.
Shout out.
I like
Big
her.
Fan
she's
of the
pretty,
show.
She's pretty cool. He just starts talking about her and saying all this terrible, basically taking a bunch of what she said out of context, outright making up a bunch of bullshit that she said, including saying that she's a supporter of Al-Qaeda and all this other dumb shit.
I mean, he's
shit.
being Trump.
Oh, he's being Trump.
This
he's,
is his reelection campaign.
He's being
campaign.
Trump.
Yeah.
He's racist as fuck and trying to, really create a divide so that, just kind of hype all these people up.
He's fear-mongering.
Make sure that he gets
he's fear-mongering.
Voted in.
Yeah.
And the crowd, eating it up, starts chanting, "Send her back."
It's the new Lock Her Up.
Mm-hmm. Which, except this one is much more terrifying.
And funny is that after all this time, would you believe that Hillary Clinton is still not in jail?
I would believe it. It's almost like she didn't actually commit any crimes.
3 years later, still not in jail. Would you believe it?
Would you believe it?
That's it's important to note that Donald Trump did make a statement also denouncing that. He said that he does not support the chant and that he will discourage that chant if it is chanted at another rally.
Bullshit.
Yeah, right.
It's also important to know that he said he's trying to stop it. He tried to stop
Bullshit.
The chant. He stood there for, I read, he stood there for 3 minutes and let them chant it before he just started talking in. At no point did he say, hey, don't do that.
Because I wanted to make sure, because, you know, I read the article. So I actually went to YouTube where Fox News posted the entire rally. I couldn't watch all of it because...
You didn't want to be sick.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I was already sick with that goddamned...
Don't do it. Don't remind me of it.
Did you actually listen to the song?
Yes, of course all right. listened to it.
Anyway, we'll move past it. We'll move past it. The deplorable choir.
Real women vote for Trump.
God damn, that song was awful. So I was already, like, you know, a little upset to my stomach because that exists. So I went to the section and I listened to basically the segment, then the 10 minutes preceding and following, which meant I listened to a good, like, 27 minutes of Trump rally. You're welcome, Internet. You don't have to. Nothing out of context. There's no context that can make this any better. He straight up did, like, when he heard the chant, he stopped talking.
Yeah, he just let it soak in. It was like The Rock when he would say the millions and millions, mm-hmm. and he would just sit there and smell the air.
And he just, yeah, no, he got this just, like, his little dick just full popping.
Yeah.
Like, he was so happy
He's
about
full
this
two
chant.
Inching over there.
Like, he turned around to, like, look at them and just smile at them. Like, oh, goddamn. What a piece of shit.
He said, I started speaking really quickly. I was not happy with it. I disagree with it. I would certainly try to stop familiar chants at a future rally. That representative that he was referring to, which is from Minnesota, by the way, you're right. She said, this is what this president and his supporters have turned our country into. This is not about me. This is about fighting for what this country truly should be and what it deserves to be. And that's absolutely right. It's disgusting, but you know what? It's going to work. That's the scary part, is it's going to work. I don't know if he's going to get elected or not, but his popularity will increase every time he does something like this. And what a reflection that is on these people that support him. I feel like in 10, 15 years, when the dust is finally settled and maybe we get the country back in order and start progressing again. If it hasn't exploded, those people are going to look back on the way they behaved during this and the chance that they did and the way they treated other people. And I hope they feel ashamed. And I hope history never forgets what they did.
Oh, you know, it's going to be really interesting reading about it in history books, you know, 20, 30 years from now.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be really interesting to see what's in there.
It's either going to be one of the most shameful periods of our country, modern day, or it's going to be the turning point for the new white country, where they say, this is where we sowed the seeds of our purity.
God damn.
Kicked out all the Muslims and the people that are from this country. We sent them back to where they were from, the hellhole that is, like, New Jersey.
I also just, I absolutely love the hypocrisy. Of, like, so these women are unhappy with how things are in the United States of America. They're unhappy about it for obvious reasons. There's a lot of reasons to be unhappy with a lot of things going on in the U.S. right now, specifically stuff coming out of the Republican Party and Donald Trump. So Trump ran on the campaign. Oh, sorry, before I get to that point, to finish that first point. Yeah, he was on this about, like, you know, if you're not happy, just leave.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not tell happy with it, leave.
If he said it at the rally, if they're not happy with the way our country is, tell them to go back.
Yeah, tell them to go back. Like, that's one. He said it over and over again so many times. Motherfucker ran on a campaign slogan of Make America Great Again. He ran on a slogan of I don't like how things are. Then go back to wherever.
But no, because he fixed it.
God damn.
He's done more for this country than any president in probably history, according to my best source, Donald Trump. Allie, thoughts?
I thought we were going to talk about Stranger Things.
We are. This is just the
warm
up.
He is a strange thing.
He is a strange thing. He is the Demogorgon.
The hair doesn't make sense.
No.
I still, like, I look at pictures of it. I don't get it. It's like, it's, you know, it starts at the end. It's like it's set on top the entire thing, like from front to back. It's something straight out of Stranger Things.
Well, you know,
I can't see where the crease is.
They added the Russians in on this season, and we know Donald Trump is a fan of the Russians, so maybe that's not too far off that he is the next villain in a modern Stranger Things setting. I go back to the joke by Seth Meyers at the the dinner that they do, and I forget the name of it. It's
the inaugural.
It's the no. It's the one where the journalists come and they have this big dinner. And it was when Obama was president, and Seth Meyers just roasted Donald Trump. In fact, a lot of people say that he is the reason Donald Trump ran for president
because he was so butthurt.
He roasted him so hard
because Trump is a petty motherfucker.
And he said that Trump often appears on Fox News, which is ironic because a fox often appears on Donald Trump's head.
Yeah, no, that's great.
That was a burn and a half right there. A couple of things, and then we'll get to Stranger Things. But I was curious if you had any thoughts on this, or if you just want to say fuck Trump, say it now.
It's,
say it loudly.
It's frustrating. It's
not the F word I wanted, but
I know.
I'll take it. Lindsay, there was something I wanted to ask you about that you sent me today. Uh-huh. Very, very sad and tragic.
Yeah.
And I feel it's worth mentioning. There was a man set a fire at a Kyoto animation studio.
Yes.
Killing 36 people.
It's up to last I saw was 33.
Yeah, it's 33.
Oh, 10 of them were critically injured, and I think they said a couple of extra ones died. Oh. But let me look that up.
My last update was at 8 a.m., so.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you missed a bunch. You missed a bunch there. Okay. The man's in custody.
I know they had a suspect in custody, and witness had said they had seen him pouring gasoline on the building and yelling, die, as he lit it.
You die. Yeah. So, yeah, 30, as of 3 hours ago, it was 33 confirmed dead, 10 in critical condition.
Mm.
So, why an animation studio?
I don't know.
That's the part that gets me.
I did read that the CEO of the company stated they had been getting death threats for the past few months.
And the guy didn't work there.
But, like, his office was, like, 20 minutes away from the actual art building.
And the guy that did it apparently did not work there. No one knows him.
It just seems personal or someone completely unhinged.
I can almost hear the NRA going, like, so he didn't shoot him, huh? Turns out guns don't kill people. Fuck you.
It's also Japan, and they don't have the gun issues that we have.
No, but you still kill people.
Yeah.
33 people dead, no guns.
Clearly.
Yeah, that's once in how many fires have there been in Japan that have killed 30 plus people, Jesse? In the past couple years. How many can you think of off the top of your head?
I got one.
When was that?
Today.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Or yesterday, yeah.
Well, in Japan, it would be next week.
The news was the same.
We must laugh to get through the pain.
I know.
So what, 16 hours?
But yeah, it's one of the countries, like, top animation studios that they
do. They produce anything apart that you're familiar with? Because I was curious about it. Oh, really?
Lucky Star.
Oh, really?
I don't remember the name of it.
Was this person a religious extremist? Was this a thing about the homosexuals being on the TV?
all that they know is he yelled, "You die," and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they have any facts. Let me look it up real quick. As of 7:42 p.m. Central Time when we're recording this, let me look it up. Because Lindsay wanted to make that guy motherfucker of the week. And I was like,
it's too extreme.
Yeah, I was like, on the one hand, yes. But I don't think any of us knew coming in tonight that Allie was going to be so disruptive and rude on the pre-show. And what really is upsetting Allie at this point is she knows that when I get on something like this, I do not
let
it go until the person is ready to quit. Because there was once Lindsay and I got into it, and she literally just stopped talking and said, fuck you.
Yeah, I did.
Do you remember that?
Don't think I was there.
Well,
no. No, I don't think she was there.
No.
But imagine what
Dalton was here. I'm pretty sure you were here. Jesse
was here. Jesse remembers.
Imagine what I'd do to you.
What?
The suspect, identified only as a 41-year-old man who did not work for the studio, was injured and taken to a hospital. Police gave no details on the motive, but a witness told Japanese TV that the attacker angrily complained that something of his had been stolen by the company.
Oh.
So,
story idea or some bullshit, probably
character art, something like that, maybe.
Maybe.
But even
it still,
so,
it almost seems like it's just something personal and
33. Yeah. I mean,
very targeted.
Yeah, 33
targeted,
people
and
dead,
then a bunch of
that's a lot.
Bystanders got taken out from it.
So there's that story.
Yeah.
Jesse may or may not talk about that on Nerd Up. I don't know. It kind of hits the you know, it's. Nerd related.
It's nerd adjacent, but it's not the kind of stuff that we typically do on Nerd Up.
It's not the happy stuff that you like to talk about.
Yeah, no, we more talk about upcoming and interesting things. I mean, not that this isn't interesting.
Yeah, careful. Careful. It's not very happy.
Something happened to something nerdy. It wasn't something nerdy happened.
Yeah.
There we go.
Also today, they dropped trailers for a whole bunch of movies, and we'll talk about them for just a second, because It Chapter 2.
You got this.
It Chapter 2's trailer there dropped today, and it looked pretty good. We also got the Jay and Silent Bob reboot trailer.
Yes.
That looked funny. I mean, it's Jay and Silent Bob. If you like their humor, you'll like it. If you don't like their humor, you will not like it.
Don't be like the old couple that went to see Clerks 2.
When we went to go see Clerks 2, the old couple that got up 20 minutes into the film and walked out, and was like, what'd you expect? Have you never seen a Kevin Smith movie before?
You ever seen a Clerks movie before? Like, what the hell is wrong?
And then there was the nightmare fuel that is Cats.
I didn't watch that one.
This morning, I just saw, like, the pre-ad. I didn't even have the volume up. I just saw Taylor Swift pop on. I'm like, okay, what's this going on? And I turned on the volume. I'm like, they're making a movie version of Cats?
Yeah. I think I was on a website last night. I was trying to figure something out for Final Fantasy, and they had one of those, you know how they have the little ad in the corner or whatever, and I just saw I saw Jennifer Hudson, and I saw them talk about Cats. I'm like, what? And then I saw Taylor Swift, and I was like, is Taylor Swift going to be in the Cats musical?
Yep.
Oh, it's a movie. Uh-huh. And it is CG, but not all CG. You would think that
they could use CG to give them fur, basically.
Yeah. So it's not like, and to shrink them. So like they're smaller in the big area, like in a big chair, it's a little person. Because you think that they could just make an animated movie based on Cats, where they could make the cats, you know, cats, and not keep it the people with CG cat like features.
It's, but even the musical has weird, like,
yeah.
Well, it does, it, no.
They're wearing, like, fur leg warmers.
Yeah, no. The musical looks weird, too.
The musical. So, like,
it's a product of the 80s.
The junior high here did the cast the musical like a year or two after I got into high school, and they were technicolored cats.
Because they couldn't afford anything else, or
so they had got, like, Muppet fur.
They
Muppet
had
fur.
Their wigs were like brightly colored, and so were their like leotards that they wore. I think it's partly because they're a school, so
budget.
Someone was like, hey, if we can, like, if we're a sponsor, you can use our wigs.
So they were sponsored by Skittles?
They were sponsored by a wig company I think was like, have some brightly colored wigs for your cats.
Well, the only wig store that you should check out if you're in the Cape Girardeau area is Mimikoden Wigs and Cosplay Supplies with Mimi Prino. Hit her up on Facebook at... That was a freebie. I don't know what
she might not answer you, though, because she's due soon.
Yeah, she's on, like, her 12th kid. Congratulations to Mimi.
I didn't even know she was pregnant again.
No one knows. She just drops them out every couple of months.
She's happy, though. She's getting her girl, finally.
She's like an indie rapper. She's got a new one out every 9 months.
This is her third.
And they'll never amount to anything.
God damn,
Shannon. Wow.
God damn.
She's going to hit you if she listens to this.
Thank God she doesn't. No, I love Mimi. Her kids are great.
Mimi does listen to these shows, though.
She knows I'm kidding. Mimi knows I have nothing but love for her and her family. And she is due apparently the day before my birthday. So that's exciting. She's not naming this kid after me, but whatever. I think she's finally getting a girl, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she's happy.
Yeah.
I'm sure her husband's happy. Because you know fathers, when their daughter gets to be a certain age, they have the talk with the boy and they pull the gun out. And if anything happens, ha ha, comedy.
Comedy. But anyway, moving past the weeks, I see with Cats.
Yeah.
I personally like the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt theory.
Idris Elba's in it.
Of what Cats is. That's fine. Did you guys ever see season 3 of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
I didn't watch any of it.
Yeah. That's not true. You watched Boobs in California?
That is a clip.
I love Boobs in California.
They're the best boobs around.
Did you know you can actually purchase a baby slut t-shirt?
I didn't.
How does Justin Smart not have that and go out wearing a baby slut t-shirt?
Goddamn.
Gimmick.
I guess in season 3, small spoilers, he joins the cast of Cats, and it turns out like it's just the entire play is nonsense, and all of the cast members are just people that did exactly what Titus did. They just sneak onto stage and then they start acting.
Wow.
They don't really get a paycheck. The way they get paid is whenever they go out into the audience and like prowl around the audience, they just steal stuff from people.
Wow.
That is not how the play works.
that you know of, yeah.
Have you seen it live?
No.
Exactly.
I only watched it on PBS when I was in, like, middle school.
Did they take any of your belongings?
No, because it was through the TV.
Well, because it's PBS. They do volunteer. You have to donate.
If
it had been on a network television.
I do, like, the little video I did watch, one of the ladies in it was originally cast in the first production. And then damaged her Achilles tendon, so she couldn't dance anymore. She thought that was going to be the end of her bit with Cats, but now she's getting to be in it.
Oh, what a great thing that you can continue to be in Cats.
You're such a jerk.
A little.
That play always scared me.
I mean,
legitimately creeped me out.
It's got some good songs in it, though.
My mom was in Cats whenever she was in high school or college.
I didn't know Cats... No,
80s.
That's a
what?
Okay, he broke himself.
My first instinct, and I didn't mean it disrespectfully, but I was afraid it was going to come out that way. It was going to say, like, I didn't know Cats had been out that long. And I thought that could sound terrible. I don't want to say that, but then it made me laugh, so I stopped. I stopped moving.
See, I thought you were going to go with a joke like, so what was that, the 90s, because Allie is so young. And her mom, college 90s.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Though then I thought about it, that might be accurate.
No.
So, yeah, congratulations to Cats. I will not go see this film.
Even with Taylor Swift being in it?
It's not really Taylor Swift. It's Taylor Swift's eyes and her voice. The rest is like a CG Taylor Swift cat suit.
He'll change his mind.
So if it was a completely animated film, and Taylor Swift voiced one of the cats, and we said, even with Taylor Swift in it, would you have argued that point?
No, I would go with that point.
Okay.
But
he's creeped out by the CG, which I'm not going to lie.
You didn't watch the trailer, did you?
I have not. I think I saw clips of it, but I didn't really watch it.
I think until you watch the trailer, you can't talk about whether or not you will go, because
I kind of want to see it, but it does look creepy.
It looks so weird. Like, it looks weird. Everything's like CG, it looks like. But it's still real, and I don't know. It just looks, it looks weird.
It
kind of reminds me of Alice in Wonderland.
No, that's
the
what
Tim
they were
Burton
describing,
one.
And it's kind of an Alice in Wonderland feel.
Yeah, but the Tim Burton one.
Yeah, the sets and stuff were cool. It was the acting in it that I didn't really like.
The acting
in Alice in Wonderland.
Uh-huh.
I just did not like Johnny Depp.
They made a sequel.
Yeah, I really disliked his Hatter.
Did
I'm
you know
sorry.
They made a sequel?
Yeah, the sequel
they
was
did.
Better than the first one.
I never watched the sequel.
I haven't.
It
watched
still
the
wasn't
either.
Good, but it was better
what were
than
you
the
say?
First one.
My dad fell asleep during a performance of Cats.
What's with you guys and Cats? I didn't know Cats ran in your family so hard.
Well, my
was it
mom
there to see your mom?
Was no, this was an actual Broadway show, I think, because it was whenever we lived in Pennsylvania, and
you two lived in Pennsylvania at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
He fell asleep while they were like swinging over his head. So
he's just snoozing in the chair.
So he fell and that's when they robbed him?
Probably.
Like
just
burglars?
Bring it back around. Gee, like cat burglars?
Cat burglars.
You know, going back to Alice, though, you know what I would really like them to make a movie out of?
What's that?
The Alice Madness Returns, like
that,
that franchise.
Cool.
The American McGee one?
Yeah, that was the word I heard, the name I was looking for, I guess.
Well, they didn't put it on the sequel. For
do
some
what?
Reason. Because there was American McGee's Alice, and then there was Alice Returns, but they didn't put American McGee's name on that one for some reason. But it was still based on it.
And it was you could play it standalone. Like, you didn't have to have played the first one. But, yeah, no, that franchise would just be cool as shit to see in a movie form.
Especially if they kept it dark.
Well, yeah, because I really like creepy takes on classic stories. They don't really do it enough.
No. And if you guys hadn't heard about that out there in internet land, at least YouTube it, because, I mean, those games are awesome.
They were. And they're backwards compatible.
Yeah. And Madness Returns was, like, just a super fun 3D platformer. In addition to the fact that it was dark as fuck.
And bloody and creepy and,
mm-hmm.
yeah, as it should be. Because Alice in Wonderland was kind of a pedophile story based on Lewis Carroll's, like, crush on his, like, 12-year-old neighbor or something, wasn't it? Boy, if I'm getting this wrong, the Lewis Carroll family is going to never find out.
You know, I honestly hadn't heard that part. Like, I've heard the acid trip theory.
Well, let me look it up, because I'm almost positive.
And the growing and shrinking. And
mm-hmm.
Alice's Adventure.
But apparently that was debunked. It's not actually based on an acid trip. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me see. I'm going to figure this out.
But yeah, I got nothing other than that. Like, that's the only
theory about
it. I mean,
I have the book at home if you want to analyze it yourself.
It's public domain. You can actually get it anywhere.
I got a nice, cool hardback cover, though.
Ooh.
And I also still have a children's version that the art in it scared the crap out of me when I was a kid. That when I got it for Christmas, I literally immediately put it in my bookcase as soon as Mom let me take stuff out from under the tree just so I didn't have to look at it.
Damn.
I still have the book. I look at it now, like, I see where it's kind of unsettling, but I don't get where it freaked me out so badly, especially because I'm pretty sure I got that book in, like, fourth or fifth grade. Hmm. Like, at that point, I shouldn't have been freaked out.
You should
have
been old enough to be fine with it.
So, one, I did not know that Lewis Carroll's real name is Charles Lutwidge Dodgson.
Huh.
Did you know that?
No.
I didn't either. And the Alice story came from, he was in a rowboat with a man named Robinson Duckworth, which is one of my favorite names, by the way. Duckworth has just always been one of my favorite names. And they were rowing. They're in a rowboat with the three young daughters of Henry Liddell, who was the vice chancellor of Oxford University. And one of them was named Alice, and she was 10. And as he told this story, she loved it so much, she asked him to write it down for her. So apparently he did. And then he gave it to her and dedicated it to a Christmas gift to a dear child in memory of a summer's day. So the whole pedophile thing, that's kind of, I accidentally hit the X on the recording, but it didn't do anything. It just stopped recording for a second. There's going to be a real weird
little blip.
Blip there. Point is, Lewis Carroll's family just called during that break.
Asked us to redact what was said.
Absolve me of all sin. So. Yeah.
Because you looked it up, you cleared the record.
I gave him an ocular pat down. I cleared him.
Yeah, everything was fine.
Did not perceive him as a threat. So
okay, everything was fine.
But that was an interesting story. I didn't know that he wrote that for an actual girl named Alice, and that they were in a rowboat together. All right, let's talk about Stranger Things. That'll be less controversial. Now, Allie, on the pre-show, you were telling me that Dustin has a genetic disease where he doesn't have a collarbone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting story.
Uh-huh.
I appreciated that. So, Stranger Things, season 3. First off, if you haven't seen it, this is the spoiler-heavy part of the show. We're going to go all in, so please go watch it before you hear this, because there were some pretty big spoilers. And this is your warning. Turn back now.
And we're going.
You want to know something cool?
What's that?
So, Maya Hawke, that played Robin,
is the daughter of Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman.
Well, that's not what I was. That's
pretty cool, though.
That is really cool.
That's two hot parents.
But as they were, she worked with the costume director to pick shoes for her character Robin, and they went with Converse. And then she asked if she could like write on them and draw on them, and she did. And so her Converse said "I heart boobs," and had other boobs on them.
I did not know that.
Which was a subtle detail to...
Is that subtle?
I mean, you never really saw the shoes.
We didn't, but how many people like there would have looked at it and said, "You heart boobs? We are a girl."
It's her being edgy, because she's...
She could laugh it off and be like, it's a joke.
I mean, she was a band geek, like, you know, yeah. she was on the fringe.
So Robin was my favorite character of the season, probably.
I liked Robin.
I truly liked her. I appreciate the fact that they put some diversity in the show and some progression, and, you know, made her a gay character. But I was also legitimately sad that she didn't get with Steve, because I thought they were so cute together. And I know Allie's going to chip in and chime in and say, but it was really cool that he basically got a best friend out of it. And that is cool. Like, don't get me wrong. That is super cool. And it's a great ending for them. But God, they were so cute together.
It's true.
It bothers me.
Though, really,
he deserves it. Look at all the shit he's been through the past 3 seasons.
Yeah. The only person that's had it worse than him is Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
Damn. But yeah, no, like, Steve was probably one of my favorite parts of the season, which I'm real surprised about. You know, Steve and Dustin.
Uh-huh.
Like,
as
boy,
soon as
they were
he came
great.
Back from camp, I'm just like, yes.
And also, yeah, going back here, cleidocranial dysplasia is what Gatton Matarazzo. Whatever.
That is a mouthful.
Dustin has cleidocranial dysplasia. And that's the disorder that he's raising awareness for using his character in Stranger Things. So I feel like we should.
I'm hoping that it's nothing, and I mean this. I hope it's nothing like. Of course, it's bad, but I hope it's not like terminal or anything like that, because that would be super depressing.
At this point, because I was looking into it whenever I learned about the disorder through the show, it's one of those things where you can have surgery, or like if they catch it early in life, it just causes physical deformities, which can cause a lot of discomfort and everything. But it's something you can actually get fixed early, where it doesn't progress. So at this point, Dustin's fine. Like, or Gat Matarazzo, he's gonna grow up the rest of the way just fine. But he does have a few physical deformities from it.
I never saw them. Did you guys actually see him on the show? Like, legitimately, I'm asking. Like, did you see and go, oh, this looks like there's something like a deformity?
His teeth.
The teeth,
that's
yes.
Part of it.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. He wears false teeth in real life to compensate for it.
See, I thought it was something goofy of that he just like lost his teeth at some point or something.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's part of the disorder. His teeth, it impacts like a lot of different like bones and stuff like that. Like, it makes your shoulders all sorts of weird because, you know, no collarbones. It's really an interesting disorder. But not like super life threatening.
I'm sure that's how
as
he would describe it. Like, yeah. I have an interesting disorder.
Because, yeah, I mean, he'll be fine other than that.
One of the things I didn't like about this new season was how split the groups were the entire time. It wasn't until, like, the last episodes that they all came together and were a team.
And then they immediately split up again.
And then they split up again.
But I loved Scoop Troop.
I didn't like the sister of Lucas. What was her name? Erica?
Erica.
She was, like, just too obnoxious for my taste.
I mean, she was obnoxious when she was in the past seasons, too, though. But
I don't even remember.
She's a little
her.
Sister.
She was very brief far as that went.
She really wanted to play D&D and couldn't. And then she just started making fun of them.
See, I thought that was cute. At the end, when she opens up the box, it's got the D&D stuff in there. Like, I like that. But, as a whole, I just didn't like her. I did like the Scoops Troop, though. They were the three of them were a lot of fun.
I like the part where Dustin's explaining to Erica everything that had happened. And she goes, my brother was a part of this?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
I just like when he went in detail about what was going on in My Little Pony and how that made her a nerd. He completely described Escape from Midnight Castle, and I'm just like, yes.
And I do love, like, well, how do you know this? Because I am a nerd. that was good stuff.
I feel a lot of this show was written for Lindsay.
And now I need to find that Stranger Things My Little Pony that I did not know about.
I didn't know there was a Stranger
There's
Things
a Target exclusive upside down Applejack.
Oh, that's cool.
It's white and blue. It's in the package upside down and has like Stranger Things on it.
Let's head over to eBay real quick and see.
It's like $25 bucks.
Well, oh shit, that's not bad.
No,
yeah, you need to jump on that
before it gets bad.
Yeah,
like the okay, this is off topic, but I have to bring it up, and I meant to mention this. The motherfuckers of the week, taking the title away from Allie briefly, could go to everybody that took advantage of this deal. Did you hear about the Arizona Tea shoes that came out?
No.
Arizona Tea teamed up with Adidas to make a special edition shoe that was in one store. Today only or yesterday
they
only
like
in New York?
Teal with the pink flowers.
They're shaded like the green key or whatever. They sold them for 99 cents.
What?
The shoes were 99 cents. Guess how many of those shoes are on eBay right now for $300 to $400?
All of them.
All of them.
I was about to say, yeah, like every single pair.
What a piece of shit. And there's like people that had multiple ones.
Uh-huh.
So they literally went in, bought them at this one store. Apparently it got so bad, cops had to come and shut it down because the demand was so overwhelming. And if you go on eBay, there are so many of them, $300 to $400 a piece. A 99-cent shoe for $300. Don't buy them. I know I shouldn't have to say that.
It's the shoe culture is what it is. Is because so many people are freaking shoe hounds now.
Yeah, like the shoes are like weirdly collectible.
Yeah,
And I don't get it.
Like the Adidas Dragon Ball Z line, it sold out like almost immediately. I don't know how the Vans Harry Potter line or the Converse Harry Potter. There's one of those street shoes has a Harry Potter line that Journeys has. I don't know how those have been going. We've got some of the Marvel shoes. They've been moving okay.
We do not. We've never bought those. I know a store that sells them, though.
I didn't say which store. I just said we have some of them.
That's fair enough. You're right.
Hunter bought the Iron Man ones.
Oh, Hunter does not listen to this show.
Yes, he does.
Stop dropping
we
names.
We got Spider-Man shoes in, and they're kind of cool.
When you get Bucky shoes in, give me a call.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Are you looking them up?
Yeah, I wanted to see what they look like. Those shoes are kind of dope.
Yes. Yeah, $400 worth.
I mean, they're not quite
that.
How about a dollar?
Would you absolutely pay a dollar for those shoes.
Yeah. Yes, I would. And I love Arizona tea.
I know, because when I saw it, I thought of you. And I thought,
is that with the 99 Arizona on it? Yeah. They're supposed to be 99 cents.
So, and their tears are 99 cents.
When I saw 99 cent shoes from them, I thought, oh, sweet, where are they? I'm going to go get a pair of Surprise Alley. Oh, it's in one store, and they're all gone.
What was the store?
And they're $300. That I don't know.
Somewhere in Arizona?
No, it was in New York.
Oh, okay.
Because of course it
was. That's frustrating. I want those shoes now, but I will not pay.
No, do not.
And I doubt they're going to come to like a
road. And apparently there were several varieties.
Yeah, there was different ones.
Because here's a picture. Why won't you zoom in?
Did you click on the image?
Yes. And it kept like fading back out. I really... you can kind of see the... I like the middle ones a lot.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah, and the cool thing about that, they were in the...
Oh, so they did different styles of the shoes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they were in the coolers with the tees. You could literally get a tee and a pair of shoes for $2.
And, like, I love Arizona tea. Like, yes. That stuff is delicious.
It is.
Yeah.
The middle ones are definitely the best looking ones. I kind of like the ones on the bottom, too, though.
Yeah. Well, don't get too attached.
No.
I mean, like, Adidas might re-release them.
I hope so.
Like, if there's a demand for it.
What a strange thing to put out.
Those
a dollar,
really cool,
pair
though.
Of dollar shoes.
Yeah, and I really like that aesthetic in general. There's a fourth style.
Oh, God.
Most of them are in their classics.
Do they say I love boobs on them?
I think this is the one from the bottom. Like, that was that I already showed you a picture of.
It's a little
of. Like,
different,
it's just a different,
yeah.
It's just a different angle on them.
It's very, very cool. I feel like they could have released those in store for like $10-$20 and everybody would have bought them. The fact that they made them a dollar, like it's a cute stunt.
Well, what the people that were doing it should have limited purchases.
They should have limited to one
That's
per person.
That's why, like, where I work, whenever there's launch shoes, a raffle is done.
Yeah.
And you have, if you win that raffle, you have to confirm it the day before they come out. And you have until noon the next day to pick them up. If you do not pick them up by noon, you forfeit them.
It's like that woman that the story Ace, I think it's either Ace or Jesse, I forget. I think it was Ace. It likes to tell about the woman who got in line for iPhones. And she was going to buy all of them. So she paid this guy a ridiculous amount of money to take his spot. And then when she got up there, she can only buy one.
I remember that story.
That's what it should have been. But anyway, back to Stranger Things. Now that we were all sad about these shoes. Where did we leave off?
Ponies.
The show.
I mean.
The Stranger Things as a whole. My favorite part of the show other than Robin was Billy.
Yeah.
I thought Billy in the last season I didn't much care for.
You weren't supposed to.
I didn't care for him in a way that he was like. I just felt like he was a tacked on character that didn't add anything.
Yeah.
He was just there to be a bully to Steve, and he did that, but there was no depth. Like, he bored me. Like,
I mean, he's supposed to be a bully to a bunch of people.
He was just there to be a dick.
He was just there to be a dick, and I didn't feel like he added much to the show.
I mean,
but this season,
I think he was there to add
depth. I wanted Billy
to
get redemption.
Well, I feel like this season, now you could go back to the second season, and it's not as bad. It's that whole, like, well, let's wait and see where this goes.
Because you need to see that depth.
You need to see the depth. And he got a ton of depth in this one. And not only that, but the actor is so good at being menacing.
Uh-huh.
Like, that dude straight up looked like...
Oh, yeah.
He looked scary.
Yeah.
And
he was trapped in the sauna.
Well, just
when he's
sitting up on his lifeguard thing and he's pissed at the kid. Like, like the whole time, I was like, that dude's legitimately threatening. Like, Steve could never be threatening like that.
No.
None of them could. Even Hopper can't be threatening like that. Billy had an aura of, like... He, like, you would cross the street if he was walking towards you, and that played super well in the character. Not bad for the guy that played the Red Power Ranger.
I would disagree with your point about Hopper. I think that he could pull it off, but
Hopper's also a big scary guy.
Yeah,
it would be a little different.
It would be a different kind of scary.
Yeah.
That's like the big orc ogre things coming at you.
Shoot me versus he will pummel me.
Well, shoot you or like talk down to you.
Well, yeah, because I feel like it's more like with Billy, you look at him like he'd kill you slowly with a smile on his face. And then Hopper, you look at him and it's like, oh, he'll destroy me.
Hopper is the kind of guy that pulls the gun on you when you come to date his daughter and says, you know, have her home by 10 or whatever. Billy's the kind of guy that then takes the daughter out and murders her in a forest.
What? Yeah. One of my favorite memes from Stranger Things was the Mr. Steal Your Girl, and it was Jonathan. Mr. Steal Your Wife, and it was Billy. And Mr. Steal Your Kids, and it's Steve. And then there was also Mr. Steal Your Heart, and it was Alexis.
It's so weird that Steve went from being he was in season one to what he is now. Because he was like the coolest kid in school.
He was the
Everybody
cool guy
wanted
that
him.
People were just kind of like,
he was kind of a dick.
A
and now he's just a lovable doofus hanging out with a bunch of kids in a mall.
And I like
who has nice hair.
I like that they referenced that a little bit in, like, with his conversation with Robin. Mm-hmm. It's like, you were, like, I can't believe that, you know, I'm working with Steve the Hare, or, like, the...
Steve the Hare Harrington?
Yeah, Steve the Hare Harrington, that was it.
How many kids do you have?
It was cute. I was sad that they never left that place, though. Never.
Yeah.
Steve,
he
Robin...
He never got out of that damn uniform.
He never got out of the uniform the entire season. It looked so ridiculous. I guess that was the point, but goddamn, poor Steve. In the second season, he had that badass look where he had the, like... The bandana around his face, and you have the pop of him.
I do.
And then the season three is in a Scoops Ahoy outfit the entire season.
You know what? He was making it work.
Sort of.
Robin
made
it
work better, but
yeah, that's a given. Meanwhile, I think she could make a potato sack work pretty well, though.
Meanwhile, while they're doing their thing at the Starcourt Mall, you had all the other characters.
Which is an actual mall.
Is it called Starcourt?
Because
that's
I
a pretty cool name for a mall.
But the thing, they kept up a lot of the, like, props and stuff for a long time.
So they had, like, a retro mall almost?
So they had,
that's
yeah.
That's awesome.
But they recently had to start taking it down.
Boo.
Because of...
Licensing?
I mean, malls just in general, like, yeah. they don't last anymore.
They really don't.
But that was definitely, like, it was really, really cool to see, like, that classic mall gave me a big mm-hmm. nostalgia feel
yeah.
for, like, what malls were like in the yeah. early to mid-90s.
Uh-huh. When it was, like, the
when you
hot
could
spot.
Spend all day in a mall.
Yeah, because that's where everybody met up. There weren't, like, video game cafes. There weren't, the internet wasn't as prevalent as it is today. Everyone hung out. And
I mean, like that, like if you were a kid, like you went to. And
oh,
like,
I wanted to go to the mall all the time.
And that was also like, you know, in like us growing up on, you know, not
on
Alley,
this side of the
sorry.
Table. Yeah.
But yeah, no, because that was like arcades were being phased out. Mm-hmm. Like it was kind of rare for an arcade to pop up, and they never lasted long when they did.
I loved our Aladdin's Castle arcade when we had it.
Yeah, like we had an arcade in New Madrid pretty briefly when I lived there as a kid. But yeah, like we had a few different ones. Every time one would open up, it wouldn't last a year because people had home consoles. You know, you had the NES really did murder like arcade consoles.
Yeah,
or like video game arcades
because it was all at home.
Yeah,
like, why go out and spend quarters when you can buy a game and play it as much as you want?
Mm. Yep. So yeah, like
didn't
you know,
fix my pinball fix though.
There are pinball games on Nintendo,
but nothing.
It's not the same.
Not
it's
the
not
the same. Even that beautiful Windows.
I played
it
all the time. Yeah.
Or no, Windows Me like. Yeah, Astro Pinball.
Yeah, but I mean, to be fair, you can still find pinballs everywhere.
No, yeah, you
because,
can.
Yeah.
Because they are a specific thing.
Yeah, but yeah, no, it was just one of those things. Like, arcades were phasing out, so, like, kids needed to hang out somewhere. Let's go to the mall. Like, that was the place where you could
shop
hang out.
Shop for clothes, hang out, get some ice cream.
Or if you're me, like, go to Babbage's.
Yeah, same. Walden Books.
Maybe get some maybe
KB
get some
Toys.
Walden's, KB. Our movie
KB
theater
toys.
Was in our mall.
We had a movie theater in our
we
mall
did.
Briefly.
Yeah. I only ever saw one movie in it.
I never saw any. It was gone by the time I started going to the mall regularly.
Yeah.
We had a McDonald's in the mall.
Yep.
But I wish they still had that when we worked there.
We did.
I'm glad they didn't.
Oh, was it bad? Was it nasty?
No, it's just like, can you imagine like how often we would have gotten goddamn McDonald's?
800-pound
like,
Jesse and Chandler.
Like we would have just like we'd have to take the rascals down to the McDonald's on our breaks.
And we bad enough everyone thought we were the same person anyway. I had a guy come in the other day and mentioned you, said he knew you, and he went to school with your brother. And we were talking about something fast food wise, and I mentioned, yeah, they always got me and Jesse confused anyway. He was like, "What?" I was like, "Yeah, I don't think we look anything alike." But people always got us confused.
Wasn't long, it Taco Bell?
Taco Bell every day.
Yeah.
Long hair and no beard at the time. Just had the whatever.
It's
a different.
Because, then, like, definitely not now. We don't look anything alike. But back then, like, yeah, we both had kind of long, shaggy hair. We both had chin straps, which I had the chin strap before I met Shannon. Him, same thing. Like, we met each other with chin straps.
I grew my chin strap out when I realized that I didn't have a jawline.
He was tired of looking like Homer Simpson.
I look like Homer
himself.
Simpson. Yeah.
And I just grew out a chin strap because I could not grow a mustache for the longest time. So,
yeah, I got to trim up. I'm looking bad here. Anyway, back to Stranger Things. That's what the people came here to hear.
Yeah, with malls. Yeah,
the
malls.
The mall was cool. The other characters had their own storylines that they dealt with. Joyce and Hopper.
Joyce
did a thing.
Who I strive to be.
Whip, I'm out.
Minus the insanity? Yeah.
No,
no,
I mean,
her insanity.
I think Shannon's out because bad things happen to men that get with Joyce.
No,
Shannon
but
is nodding
just,
his head confirming.
She was taking no shit from anyone.
Except Hopper.
Not really.
Did you, whenever Hopper tried to, she pushed Hopper out of the way to go out the door.
Yeah.
She called the dude that Hopper just called. Whenever Hopper was like, what are you doing? Just relax, calm down. She's like, no, we have kids, you moron.
But in the end, she asked him out on a date.
Why don't my magnets work?
She was very funny. I love Wonder Woman. Yes.
And then also, like, the
Hopper
the
was
internet.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Like, Hopper had his moments, but in general, like, I was getting annoyed with, like, the jealous Hopper.
Yeah.
Like, dude, get the fuck, what the hell is wrong with
he
you?
He didn't seem like that in any other season. And this season, they really ramped up his, like, toxic masculinity.
Right, like, this super, like, ultra-territorial nonsense, like, for a woman that he was not even a little bit involved with.
Yeah, I don't ever remember there having any romantic interest in each other. Like, I know they were friends, and maybe there were some teases along the way, but, like, it ramped up so hard this season.
Because I know, like, I think there was a little bit of, apparently,
before
like,
Bob.
When they were in high school.
Yeah, because, I mean,
like,
she had Bob in season two. And what happened to Bob, Allie?
He died.
Well, he got murdered real
and
hard.
And then his picture fell off the refrigerator.
I thought that was cute. That was sweet that she still had his picture.
So can we talk about the internet darling, Alexi?
I don't get it.
I liked Alexi.
I did too, but I don't get how he's like everyone's
But the internet's
sweetheart.
Just fucking like went ham on Alexi.
I think it's because he died. If he didn't die, it wouldn't be as...
Well, that and because he had his little Slurpee and he...
Honestly,
he's
like...
the most dangerous man. Alive.
Alexi
sitting
was?
There with the Slurpee.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, like, even before he died and everything, like, and I was legitimately upset when he died.
Oh, Sue.
Because there was something about, like, him running to the douchebag. Like, it's not rigged, I won.
Uh-huh.
Like, something about that just made me
super
happy.
Yeah.
Like, I was just sitting there like, yeah. Good job, Alexi.
He went from, like, the kind of silent bad guy to a lovable scamp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you, like...
And then the Terminator killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
that was just flat out the Terminator.
Terminator.
He looked exactly like him.
Yeah.
It's
like,
the same Terminator.
I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
It's a Terminator.
It's specifically the Schwarzenegger Terminator. He even calls him at one point. I didn't realize this until I read online. The Cary Elwes character calls him Arnold Schwarzenegger at a point. I'm like, that's funny.
That is funny. I enjoyed that whole season. Like, I really, really enjoyed season three.
It was way better than season two.
Yeah, and I'm one of the people that liked season two. Like, I didn't even hate the notorious, like, season two is good except for this episode.
The 11 episode?
Yeah, like,
with the Runaways?
Even that, like, I didn't dislike.
We didn't either. We watched it all together, and we liked it just fine. I still think season one is my favorite just because it was the first time I got to see the characters and everything. Mm. But I think season three is the best season.
I really like season three.
A picture that was going around Facebook of, like, their first lines. It's insane to see how... You talk about how young they all look now.
They look like
they were five.
They really did. I felt so bad for Will during this season.
Because,
like, on the one hand, he just wanted to play D&D with his friends like they used to do. I get that. I get holding on to the happy memories.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, also I kind of was embarrassed. I'm like, dude, grow up a little bit. You know, like, he was probably the most realistic. I don't know. I felt his pain the whole season. I really did. And then that fucking
bitch. And plus, like, he's
bitch.
Still, like, fucking recover. Like, PTSD is still very much a thing for Will.
Yeah.
Except now he has the Peter tingle every time. Every time something pops up.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
And then that bitch, Joyce, moves them all out at the end of the season. That pissed me off so much.
Yeah, that I don't get.
I don't either. You take away.
She had to have already had
it
squared away, is the only thing I can think.
She already had kind of a plan, but because
they had talked about it throughout the season. Yeah.
Was seeing this was all localized. Everything that was happening to Will, especially, was localized.
That's true.
And that's her son. She's not going to want him to constantly be dealing with that.
But what she did is she took him away from the only friends he had and that he loved. She also took away her other son from his girlfriend, who he loved. And then her newly adopted daughter, Elle, took her away from the guy she loved. Like, it was so cruel to see everyone leave at the end of the season and everyone looked sad and was crying. And I'm like, but you don't have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get Hopper died, you poor thing.
And if, I mean, in fairness, like, Joyce has not had an easy go of it for three seasons.
She's not, and she clearly isn't in her right mind.
Like, that city really fucked with her, and I can understand wanting to get the fuck away. But, like, but I get it.
But still, it seemed very selfish.
A little. Especially, like, I mean, her son, like, her oldest son, I think he was about to graduate high school.
Oh, I thought he was in college at this point.
Yeah, they were an intern.
Oh, that's right. Working. That's right.
So, technically, he didn't have to go.
Yeah, he could have just stayed.
And I think she mentioned that. She said something about him not leaving or something.
I think.
But he wants to be there for
his family.
I thought
it was just because they were interning over the summer and getting ready for college.
No,
stuff.
No. I think they flat out said that they were out of high school.
They were in college, and Steve didn't get good enough grades to get into college, which was why he was just working.
Yeah, I knew he didn't get accepted into any colleges, so he needed to work. But yeah, I guess maybe that was summer between senior year and college. Like, they got accepted
maybe
to college. But
I think so.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure on it, but I'm pretty sure at some point they mentioned being out of high school. I'm pretty positive. But I'm not positive.
It could have been like the summer right after senior year, because I think they are in the same grade that Steve was in.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Steve like said several times that he was.
Yeah, it would be really hard for like an 18-year-old kid to just go, well, bye family, I'll stand on my own now.
Yeah, especially like he clearly didn't have a job.
Yeah.
You know, small town kind of a thing. Like, he could have worked. Well, the mall got shut down, so no jobs there.
I go to the family video.
Was it actually Family Video?
It was a Family Video.
It was a Family Video. And then I looked it up because I was like, no goddamn way that's been around that long. And it has. Like, the first Family Video I think I saw was like 1974. And it was just one of those things. Like, Family Video got off the ground because it went to places Blockbuster wouldn't, like small towns.
Yeah.
And then, throughout the Midwest, and it just kind of has grown.
I want to know what happened to all the people that were under the influence of the flare.
I think they died.
All of them?
Yeah, no, all of those people are dead.
How?
Because it, like, consumed them.
Yeah.
No, because
they ate them all.
Because they had to go home.
There was, like, an army of them at the end, though.
The flay?
There was, like, an army. But that was before you actually saw the monster.
Yeah, once the Mind Flayer got, like, his, like, basically once the Mind Flayer came out, like, he was just composed mostly of human bodies. Like, they just started jumping into the pile and getting consumed.
Maybe I missed that part. I must have just blacked out during that part because I don't remember that at all.
I'm pretty sure because the Mind Flayer called them all back and they just went all together.
So then there's no town is what you're telling me. Because I'm pretty sure half the town's population was under control.
A significant number of them. But also,
and how do you, I'd love to see how they address this in the rest of the world. Because like the previous seasons, they kind of, remember they blamed it on like an electrical storm. They covered it up.
The town doesn't exist.
Yeah,
this isn't a real place.
How do you cover up half a town leaving? And also, no one took pictures of the gigantic monster.
I think like that's, you know, secret.
They died in the fire at the mall.
Yeah, that secret military guy. Yeah, no, actually, because there were no people. Like, that's probably how they're going to do it. Like,
everybody
they died
was at
in the
mall.
Because remember when they were at Family Video talking about it? Like, yeah, the whole thing, the mall thing, you know,
we
a whole
didn't get
bunch
fired.
Of
the mall
died.
Burned down.
Yeah.
Yeah, the mall burned down and a whole bunch of people died. But the like there
mall
were no there was no one there.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's probably how they're gonna spin it. Like in the and granted, or in fairness rather, yeah. Like if they burned the Mind Flayer, like what DNA they would find would be of various people around town.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I'd say it's a stretch that they could be able to cover up something like that so well. But who knows?
I mean, it was also the 80s. Like
it was the 80s. No internet.
Yeah, no film.
Lots
like,
of smoking.
Lots of smoking.
Like,
wait, yeah, fuck you guys. For not you guys particularly, but like the backlash against the smoking. Everyone
smoked
in the 80s.
Yeah,
I liked the
it's
person,
a period piece.
The person that re-edited the poster to
yeah,
have
everyone, had a
everyone
cigarette.
With a cigarette.
And it just said it was the 80s. Get over it.
I can't, because in the 80s, like, and this isn't one of those things like, you know, it's okay for them to be racist because it was the 80s. Like, no, they smoked. It was the 80s.
It would be like it would be like doing it's the with Bob and David thing where they did the movie about slavery, but they weren't slaves, they were helpers.
They were helpers.
Because they wanted to rewrite history because it was negative. Like, no, there were slaves.
We don't like using that word.
There was
movies?
Smoking. No, the other one. Dignity. No. my absolute least favorite part of the season, and then I'll ask you guys what you liked and what you didn't like, but I need to mention this. The tired, and I told you this before, and I said I was going to rant about this.
Yeah.
The tired old trope of we need help, please send help. The moment the monster's destroyed, everyone's dead, here comes the army. I fucking hate that. I cannot believe they did such a lazy thing in such a smart
and
show.
And I still maintain the reason they did it was to show what happened with the Russians. Because the monster was dead, yes. but all of the Russians were very much still there. They were very much still alive and, you know, like had an army's worth of people in this secret underground base. They narrowly escape getting out of the base. The douche that could speak Russian and Winona Ryder, they very narrowly escaped. Like, they're not going back down. These crazy ass like military guys go through the entire base, comb out the entire fucking thing. Not a soul.
Yeah.
Not a single person there. And I feel like that's the best way we could have seen that.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but that to me, that still doesn't excuse that. If they could have framed it in a different way, where the next day the army shows up. And shows up at their door and says, "We're here to help." And they're like, "Well, we already took care of it." I would be okay with that. But it was the fact that literally, it was the moment it happened, you see the helicopter show up. That is such a lazy writing.
Then we would have had an option for non-paranormal reasons or non-strange reasons of the Russians clearing out of the base. Like, if they gave them 24 hours, like, that's enough time for them to clear out.
I assume they could write it better than I just did on the spot. I'm assuming.
Because
I hated it. That's the only thing I absolutely hated about the season.
Yeah, like I said, I was fine with it only because it gave us the strange ending with the Russians.
So where did they go?
Back to Russia.
But how did they get there?
That we don't know
Magic.
Yet.
Because if I remember correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, when the room went up and Hopper disappeared and those other Russians vaporized, when Joyce and the other guy, I forget his name, were running away.
Yeah, I just keep calling him douche that speaks Russian.
When they were running away, you could see some of the Russian soldiers because they like ran, they hid from them and ran past them, which means that the Russians didn't just all teleport away. So they had to have had a way to get out of the base and somewhere else.
I mean, quickly. Yeah, no, when Joyce ran past them, they were getting out. Or they were still there, but when like the military guys went in,
right? But that's what I mean. That's what I mean is like they didn't teleport.
They could have went Dustin's route and just gotten the ventilation until stuff cleared out.
See, I think they did teleport out. They went to they had a
teleportation device, is what you're saying. Not that it was accidental,
right? No, I think it was on purpose. Like they had a way of moving back and forth between Russia and there, likely using the upside down. Yeah. Maybe they had another way into it. Or something along those
lines.
Maybe
they're actually traversing it like a sewer system.
Right, but that doesn't completely make sense because they were trying to open up a hole to the upside down. And that's where
they were going to take the creature back home to train it.
What were they trying to do?
Yeah, that, like, if for military uses, they were trying to get, like, I mean, if you could unleash a flare on, like, a major U.S. city, then,
yeah. Because you don't really give a shit about the casualties.
Right.
Yeah. We just see the Demogorgon at the end being weaponized.
Yep. So like
very pale Demogorgon.
Yeah. So yeah, like that's, I think that is, and again, like because I also don't like that trope, because it's definitely, especially in the 80s, it was big time use.
And maybe that's why they did it, to be
probably,
fair.
Probably, like, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, maybe they did it because they knew that was a thing
that
from
was
the
80s. Huge trope in the 80s. Yeah. And yeah, no, it's kind of annoying, but like I said, like not only, so yeah, you could call it that, like I'm completely okay with it now. You're paying homage to the 80s,
yeah,
because that was very much a trope of the era, and they made it serve a practical purpose, like, for the story. It advanced the plot in that, like, how the fuck did the Russians get out of that base?
Now I just need someone that's on the show to say that. To go like, oh yeah, no, we did that because it was a throwback. I'd be like, okay. Allie, what did you like, what you didn't like? What's your favorite and least favorite part of the show?
Oh, I liked a lot of it. I liked the scene with Steve and Robin.
Any scene.
Well, basically,
with Steve
and
Robin.
But mostly like the bathroom one.
Where they're like high?
mean, they start
they
out
have,
high.
After they're coming down.
Oh, yeah, when they're coming down. Yeah, yeah.
I also liked...
Wasn't that where she revealed that she was gay?
Yep.
Yes.
Let's see if the truth serum's still working.
Steve...
I liked his acceptance of it. Where he says something about the girl. That
oh, yeah,
she
yeah,
it
was the girl.
She's such a
like,
dud.
Yeah.
She sounds like a Muppet.
Yeah. That was great.
She's a singer. Have you ever heard her sing?
I also liked when Steve was being interrogated and he was just like, Scoops Ahoy! Do you think I just wear this?
So Steve, in general,
basically,
was the best part,
yeah. Steve was really good.
Steve was definitely a shining point of the season. So good.
Every season.
Yeah.
There wasn't really a part that I really disliked.
Hopper.
I wasn't super upset with Hopper.
Hopper just made me uncomfortable sometimes.
I mean, Hopper has always made me uncomfortable sometimes.
That's fair.
He was such a dick in this season, though, more so than the previous seasons, you know? And it was that toxic masculinity kind of dick, too. My least
sometimes,
favorite dick.
Sometimes, but it was also the 80s.
It was the 80s!
There was
Stranger
a lot of toxic.
Things 3, it was the 80s.
Masculinity in the 80s.
Well, that's because the 80s were when men were most masculine. You had Schwarzenegger doing his thing, Carl Weathers. I mean, the lineup on Predator.
I mean, why
alone.
Do you think shoulder pads came into fashion for women?
Masculinity?
Uh-huh.
Everybody wanted to look like Arnold?
Men were not allowed to be in touch with their emotions in the 80s.
Unless it was anger.
Hopper was, like, he became a father to a teenager.
Yeah.
So.
An alien-ish weirdo teenager.
With superpowers.
Who likes leg egos.
Yes.
Leg egos.
Let go of my ego.
Jesse, what was your favorite part of the season?
Ooh, man, I don't know. I just really, really enjoyed the season. Like, as always, the music just made me really happy. Mm. Especially the theme song. Boy, I love that theme song. It's so good.
I don't know that theme song very well. So when it started and Lindsay was like, oh, I was kind of confused
for first lyric out.
I didn't
That's
know what
not
it was.
What I was talking about.
He meant
I thought
the actual,
so, yes.
the
I meant,
oh, you meant the actual theme song.
Yeah,
oh, I thought
like,
you were talking
yeah.
about the
intro
story.
Song.
We skipped it. I skipped it every episode except except the last one. I wanted it to play in the last episode.
Nah, not me. Like every time like it pops up that button and I just look at it and say, how dare you? I will not skip this intro. It's beautiful.
Least favorite part.
Man,
Hopper?
No, it's definitely my least favorite part was definitely not Hopper. Oh. I like Hopper. I know like the toxic masculinity is a thing, but it's not like they were glorifying it. Like it was
yeah,
very
he
much
was
a,
not a
he was the butt of the joke.
Yeah, they were demonstrating it as like this is a thing that happens and this is a problem.
That Hopper was being a man child.
He still got the date though.
He did.
He still won her over.
He eventually won her over.
Somehow.
Look at him. Machismo.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess my least favorite part was the drama with Eleven and Finn
Mike.
Wolfhard's character Mike.
Mike
yeah.
Mike.
Like,
oh yeah, yeah. The relationship, her and Max plotting against him.
Yeah, which honestly, that part is fine. Like, I just felt like it went too long.
Yeah.
Like I was okay with it for the most part, but like especially once Finn like Mike once Mike admitted like you know what. You know what was going wrong at that point. Like I think that should have been like they should have had a conversation about it at that point. Like no,
but they're kids.
They're all me.
And they're kids. And I understand they're not supposed to be well-adjusted adults or anything.
They don't
like
understand
that.
Hormones and love,
especially 11.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. And also like that's so. Have you guys ever heard the song "Danny Don't You Know" by Ninja Sex Party?
Yeah.
And have you seen the music video?
I haven't seen the music video.
Well, the music video, like Finn Wolfhard plays young Danny Sexbang, and it's just like nearly prophetic in the fact that Finn Wolfhard got so goddamn tall so fast.
Yeah.
It's really weird because he also portrayed a young.
Weezer.
What's the lead singer? Rivers Cuomo.
I'm
I think
so
is.
Bad
I can't
at
think
names.
Of it. I don't know his
is it
name.
Rivers Cuomo.
It was in their Take on Me.
Yeah, he
cover.
Was also a young
nice.
Him.
Yeah.
So Finn Wolfhard. I'm gonna look it up because I need to know.
But yeah, no, I thought that was funny, and I just every time I saw him moving around, I kept thinking of line from the song like "You walk like a newborn deer."
Yes, Rivers Cuomo. Lindsay.
I just liked all my 80s nostalgia that was in it between movie
Never
clips and just old signs and the fact that they legit took the Dustin was wearing a Weird Al's in 3D t-shirt and then the fact that Weird Al put that t-shirt back on sale after this episode aired.
Well, yeah, he ain't dumb.
That was just
no.
awesome.
He knows money when he sees it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
He ain't like Nintendo.
My pony references. Obviously, I clearly died at the Neverending Story reference. Like, first lyric before the music even kicked in, I was cracking up on the couch.
She was. It's not often to see her happy.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was so great.
Last question, and we'll get out of here because we're at capacity.
Capacity?
Who was the American?
Oh, it was Hopper.
I don't think so. I think it's a new.
You changed
I think it's a
your
new,
mind?
I think it's a new character. I think it's a double fake out. I think Hopper's still alive, but I think they specifically did that to make you think it was Hopper, it's going to be a new character, but Hopper will reappear later. They're going to fake you out.
Because there's no way Hopper's dead. Like, they do not, like, a show this good doesn't give Hopper an off-screen death.
Right.
Yeah.
That was on
purpose. Did they kill Carrie Elwood's character?
No, he's still alive. He just went to jail in the end.
Or did
he? The mayor.
Or did he?
I mean, they let him away in handcuffs.
Were they not Russians?
I don't know.
In disguise?
Well, I mean, it was on the news, so. If it was on the news, and if on the news they showed him being taken to jail and then no, he never showed up, someone would probably ask a question or two. But I think it's a new character that will be important in season four.
They kidnapped the science teacher that told them about the magnets.
I feel like if it was Hopper, they would have shown something.
See, I don't think they would have, because they very much wanted to leave us thinking that Hopper was dead. And
literally
then,
no one thinks Hopper is dead is the funny part.
Well, no, yeah.
It's like Spider-Man. No, I can't say it. Some people might not have seen it. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
Allie, you think it's Hopper, or you think it's a new character? Did I change your mind?
It could be either. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what other, just some random person.
What if it's Keanu Reeves?
Then Asa will finally get caught up.
Yeah.
What if it's John Wick's dad, Jimmy Wick, also played by Keanu Reeves? He's also a hitman. He's basically John Wick in every way, but it's a cat instead.
I was thinking maybe it was a Demogorgon dog.
The Demogorgon dog?
Yeah.
The Dart. What were they? Yeah, Dart. Lindsay, you think it's Hopper?
I don't know.
They did until I said all this.
I want to say yes, it is Hopper.
It's Hopper.
That's what they want you to say.
But they also like to throw out twists.
They've had new characters every season.
Yeah.
Billy and Max were new in season two. Robin was new. So I wouldn't be surprised if they added a new character.
But how do you get them in contact with the other characters unless you were just completely?
I mean, Hopper's there.
Well,
I would think Hopper has to be there, but it might not be.
Yeah, see, I don't think Hopper's at the Russian facility. I think he might be somewhere else. He's going to find his way back.
I think he got teleported with the rest of the Russians. They took him with them when they poofed out of there.
Someone said it could be the doctor from the first season. Because they never really showed him.
The one that did the experiments on 11 originally.
And like the Demogorgon got a hold of him, but they never really showed him die or anything, if I remember correctly. And I may be wrong. It's been a while since I've seen it. But a lot of people were saying that it could be him, that the Russians took him to help them do this.
Potentially. But yeah. I feel like he wouldn't be in like the super closed-in prison cell.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope it is, though, because I really like Matthew Modine. He's one of my favorite actors. Really cool to see Paul Reiser at the end. Reprising his role from season two as the army guy.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. I was so happy. I was like, they're not going to show Paul Reiser. And then he just shows up for 5 seconds. I was like, that's cool. I like that.
That's neat.
Yeah. Very neat. All right. So general consensus, though, we really love Stranger Things season three.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Fantastic. Go watch it. It's only
phenomenal
like eight
show.
Episodes long. So
I think that
last episode is really long.
Yeah, last episode's like an hour 20 or something like that.
Was it really?
Yeah. It was like a movie.
It didn't feel like it. I guess I was just that into
because you didn't want it to end. Mm-hmm. You just wanted the show.
Because I was sitting there watching like episode eight. I was like, no, please don't end. Please don't end. Please don't. And then it did. I watched the entire season in one day.
We spaced it out over like a week.
We did.
Yeah, I would have.
We just did an episode. We did a couple days. We did two. But yeah.
Jesse robbed himself of the joy.
I can't wait to watch it tonight to see what's going to happen next. No, that was just like, I had nothing to do that morning. I woke up at like 9 a.m.
I mean, we could have binged it on the 4th, but we didn't.
No, I didn't want to binge it because I binged one show in my life and it was Daredevil season two.
Except for the last two up. Did you?
No, I binged the whole thing that day.
You?
And I hated that I did it for kind of the same reasons, but also because I was just worn out by the end of it. Like, I was sick of it.
Because I thought we watched all of it, like, the last two episodes.
No, I watched the entire thing one day. You watched bits and pieces of it, because you were off that day, too. And you watched some of it, but you were working on something. So you kind of came and went. But I sat on that couch, and I literally watched it all day, and I did not enjoy myself. Anyway, that's going to do it for us tonight. We're going to be back on Sunday with Nerd Up. Nope, we're going to be back on Monday with Nerd Up. We changed the day, which I'm sure you've already announced. Did we change it on the website?
No.
Not that anyone really cares, but we'll do that.
I actually forgot we had the schedule printed on there.
I think it still has old shows on it that don't longer exist.
That's a distinct possibility.
You should probably update that.
Yeah. So we'll be back on Monday with Nerd Up. What are we talking about on Nerd Up?
I mean, like Comic-Con, we're going to get a lot of news out of that this weekend, I'm sure.
Dalton's going to talk about toys because he did last night on PW.
I'm sure he's going to talk about toys.
Crazy.
He always manages to bring up toys like a nerd up for at least a quick little, yeah, no, there's this. That's one of the cool things about being a toy collector. I know about this, blah, 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 blah.
You got the Switch to talk about? Because they did announce the new.
Oh, yeah, you get the better battery version.
Well, did they already announce the light Switch before? Did you already talk about that?
We talked about that.
My bad. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens on Monday. We'll nerd up.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Be back on Monday with Nerd Up. Until then, take it easy this weekend. Make sure you watch Stranger Things if you haven't already. And while you're at it, if you're not doing anything, watch it over to Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. And tell us, we had an idea for Patreon where if you are a Patreon subscriber or you plan on becoming one, which, by the way, is just $1 a day gets you all the pre-shows, which is our favorite. Dollar a month. That would get really expensive. Gets you access to all the pre-shows, past and present, and that's the best stuff that we do. Tonight's was amazing. It was a lot of fun. Allie and I had a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight reliving it later on. I am bleeding for some reason down on my leg. Anyway, we had an idea of if you are a subscriber or if you're going to become a subscriber, what's a good referral? What's something that we can do if you are a Patreon and you refer somebody to us? What's a good prize we can give out? We want to give out something special to those people. We want to encourage you to tell your friends about it. Podzilla1985.com if you want to catch up on the old episodes, because Spotify will only go back to 100, and I don't know about the other services, but you can catch everything on our home on Podbean at Podzilla1985.com. Last but not least, Patreon.com/Podzilla1985.
The big thing that I've been pushing is the Tell a Friend campaign.
See, I'm bleeding.
Going back to kind of the referral thing, if you don't want to do any of that other stuff, if you want to go just tell somebody like, hey, there's this podcast I listen to.
It's really good sometimes.
You should check it out, especially those Thursday shows, because I know that's the most popular one at this point. Just tell a friend about us. Hit us up on, hey, so I listen to this show. You should too. And that's all you need to do.
I mean, we'd appreciate it.
Very much, because we don't do any we are 100%
lazy
word of mouth. You know, there's no amount of advertising or anything like that going on with this podcast.
Bring more victims to the Mind Flayer, Billy. All right. See you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend.